नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इट इज क्वाइट interesting that for the last many years we have studied many books but we never studied NOI.
Basic
book and most one of the most important books. So after Bhakti Shastri literally at least Gita to 2-3-4 bar kiya humne, Bhakti Rasamrita to bahut bar kiya but ईशोपनिषद एंड एनोआई तो हमने कभी किया ही नहीं बट वी डिड भक्त्यालोका अ फ्यू टाइम्स आई डिड विद वंस विद ब्रह्मचारीज वंस विद कॉन्ग्रीगेशन लाइक दैट बट समहाउ एनोआई द रेस्ट ऑफ एनोआई वी नेवर डिड। सो रिसेंटली महाभागवत प्रभु वाज आस्किंग मी फॉर सम एनोआई कमेंट्रीज सो आई शेयर्ड सम। So at that time I thought maybe this is a good time to start NOI. And also because our community service time shifted, so that gives us that time, we can utilize it for NOI. So I found 6 commentaries of this book. The first original commentary of NOI was written by Shri Radharaman Das Goswami. He comes in the line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. That Radharaman Goswami's traditionally they have had very very good relationship with the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's line, while others generally had a not so good relationship, but Radharaman Goswami's have had very good relationships. And I think one of the Goswamis, I think maybe it's Madhusudan Goswami or someone, he was a contemporary of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. They both used to travel together and preach also. And traditionally, the Goswamis coming in that line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami have been very, very devoted and scholarly. So, the first commentary of NOI was written by Radharaman Das Goswami, and the second commentary in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara probably was Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur glorifies Radharaman Goswami, and 50% of his commentary is same. Radharaman Goswami has it is commentary only. Huh? Nee. राधारमण गोस्वामी वॉज अर्ली कितना अर्ली पता नहीं है बट अर्ली एंड हिज कमेंट्री उपदेश प्रकाशिका इज सेट टू बी लाइक श्रीधर स्वामी कमेंट्री फॉर भागवतम एंड द सब्सिक्वेंट आचार्यस वुड रेफर एटलीस्ट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर वेरी फ्रीक्वेंटली रेफर्स टू हिज कमेंट्री. Then subsequently, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wrote 2 commentaries. One commentary is the Anuvritti commentary, which Prabhupada also refers to in his NOI. And the second commentary is Upadeshamrit Bhasha. It is more like Manas Siksha Bhasha by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It's like a poetic commentary. Short commentary, poetic commentary. And then amongst Prabhupada's God brothers, we have many must have written commentary to NOI, but I have soft copy of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's commentary. Then I took it. And then we have Prabhupada's commentary. थोड़ा देर रुको और 4-5 लोग आने के बाद दोबारा बताऊंगा राधारमण गोस्वामी को। नहीं तो अभी आपको बताऊंगा, फिर आने के बाद लोग दोबारा पूछेंगे। Okay, so we will be referring to these six commentaries. Of course, fortunately for us, only 11 verses. So 11 verses, six commentaries is reasonable. It won't take very long time, so we can do it. But I hope that this will be a session where which will have some good discussions. Because if a book, if an acharya writes a book and terms it upadeshamrita, the essence of all instructions or the nectar of instruction, and he has only 11 verses in it, which means every single verse has a very significant weightage. So I hope we will have good discussions and churning of this subject matter, so that at the end of this course we have something very tangible to practice. So we will start. So the first set of PPT that I made, the introductory material, whatever introductory material has been discussed in these six commentaries, I am taking introduction. Jo bhi hai, kisi mein preface hai. No, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has written two commentaries. One is Dhyanavritti, another is Upadeshamrita Bhasha. So, five authors and six commentaries. Okay. So, first we will start with preface by Srila Prabhupada to this book. Srila Prabhupada says, the Krishna consciousness movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas or Bengali Vaishnavas are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Rupa Raguna Tapa Dehai Beya Puti Yugalapiriti. When I am eager to understand, so that is how Prabhupada is translating Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. Akuti means eagerness, attraction, attachment. So Rupa Raghunatha Pade would literally mean to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, but Prabhupada translates it as the literatures. When I am eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis, then I shall be able to understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the science of Krishna. Any verse you can recollect? The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his pastimes of conjugal love with the gopis. Unnata Ujjwala Rasam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. Any verse you can recollect? Same verse. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Same verse. Anarpita Charim Chirad. Koi na?
No.
Ye ye kaun sa? Shri Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrita Shladini Shakti Rasmat. Usme Ekatmana. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, Shri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So same thing Raghunath Das Goswami also says. So he says, Yadichar Avasam Vrajabhuvi Saragam Pratijanor Yuvadvandvam Tachet Paricharitam Arad Abhilashe स्वरूपं श्रीरूपं सगणं इह तस्याग्रजमपि स्फुटं प्रेम्णा नित्यं स्मर नम तदात्मं शृणु मन. सो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी मन शिक्षा ही सेस यदि चेर आवासम इफ यू डिजायर टू स्टे व्रजभूवि ऑन द लैंड ऑफ वृंदावन सर राधम विद ग्रेट अटैचमेंट फॉर द लैंड ऑफ वृंदावन प्रति जनु लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ इफ यू डिजायर टू स्टे इन द लैंड ऑफ वृंदावन विद ग्रेट अटैचमेंट युवत द्वंद्व तच्चेत परिचरित आराध अभिलषे एंड वाइल स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन if you desire to worship Radha and Krishna while staying next to them, there is only one way, he says. Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganam Iha Tasya Agrajam Api. Swarupam Shri Rupam. You have to follow in the footsteps of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and his associates. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, this means Sputam Premna Nityam, with great attachment and love, you have to offer obeisances and gratefully remember them. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains what this means. He says that is it possible in the Bhajana Darpan commentary of Manasiksha, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that is it possible for someone to achieve the goal that has been chalked out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following any other sampradaya's teachings? So Raghunath Das Goswami's answer is strict no. It is not possible. So he says, is it possible to achieve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan in the mood which has been chalked out by Mahaprabhu? Is it possible to achieve that through any other sampradaya? He says no. Therefore he says Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganam Iha Tasya Agrajamapi. So, what it means is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it means it is only through their literatures that we can achieve the goal set for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantima. So, he has understood the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that by reading any other literature, it is not possible to achieve this particular goal that has been set forth by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's what here he is telling. And Prabhupada is also in the same breath, he is telling that Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haribe Akuti means to, one should be eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis. Actually, one lifetime is absolutely not sufficient even to once read all the literatures that have been left behind by our Goswamis. Unlimited actually. So, therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, Shri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So, in that particular explanation, Srila Bhakti Vijnan Goswami Maharaj, he says, why doesn't Rupa Goswami say, if you want to stay in Vrindavan with great attachment for Vrindavan and worship Radha and Krishna, why does he not say the Panchatattva? Shri Chaitanyam, Shri Nityanandam, Shri Advaitam, Gadadharam, Shri Vasam, Sputam, Premna, Nityam, whatever. Why does he say Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Saganamiha, Tasyagrajamapi? So he explains that the Panchatattva came, broke open the treasure house of Krishna Prem, relished it themselves. Whoever came gave a sample and they went. Now subsequent, but they did not leave any systematic literature of how actually if abhi sample maine liya acha laga, abhi kharidna hai, you know, how do I purchase it? That they have not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written only Shikshashtakam. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Dadadhar Pandit, hardly they have not left behind any literature. It is the six Goswamis under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have written all these literatures. So therefore, he says, Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganam Iha Tasya Grajam. Like that. Swarup Damodar Goswami. Yeah, in one sense, all of them are Manjaris, the six Goswamis. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Sanatana Goswami is Lavanga Manjari, Jiva Goswami is, some people say, I think, Rati Manjari or... And Jiva Goswami ka kya hai? As a, you know, they all are. Why not? What? Because they have not left behind literatures. How to achieve it? So that paddhati has been given by the six Goswamis. Therefore he says Swarupam Shri Rupam. Shri Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Goswamis. And to guide our activities, he gave us this Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction to follow. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him the eight verses known as Sikshashtaka, Rupa Goswami gave us Upadeshamrita so that we may become pure Vaishnavas. So, in all spiritual affairs, so now he is going to summarize the 11 verses. In all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his mind and senses. Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam, jihva vegam mudaropastha vegam. Unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. The problem with passion and ignorance is it cannot be dovetailed. So, goodness, apne mujhe SMS ka reply nahi kiya. So, isliye main aapko reminder nahi bheja. So, passion and ignorance cannot be dovetailed. Passion and ignorance has to be removed, burnt. Goodness can be dovetailed. So therefore, sometimes we may think that, you know, we can engage our passion. No, we cannot engage our passion. We should try to reduce it and try to elevate it to goodness. We cannot engage passion and ignorance. We cannot passionately perform devotional service. We have to passionately perform devotional service, that is the stage of Raganuga or maybe Bhava. But we cannot perform devotional service under mode of passion. So, that is not, many times we say that passion should be dovetailed. Passion actually cannot be dovetailed. Ignorance cannot be dovetailed. They have to be removed. And one can remove passion and ignorance by practice of bhakti. Tadarajastamo bhava kamaloba deshche chete terana vittam sthitam sattve prasitati. Because if we engage passion in devotional service, it will lead to offenses. Passion and ignorance, when we are consciously thinking, I have to dovetail it in Krishna consciousness, it will eventually lead to offenses only. offensive devotional service. So therefore, one should be conscious that I am troubled by passion and ignorance, and I should try to leave it behind. That should be the mode rather than sufficient time. So everyone within this, if you can put your phone on silent mode. So everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness, sattva guna, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, and then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. Because the nature of goodness is clarity. So clarity will come once goodness manifests. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. Tamasik. Nee, Rajasik Tamasik Bhakti nahi hai. Rajasik Tamasik Bhakti is, here we are talking about influence of mode of passion and ignorance on the level of Swabhava. Rajasik Tamasik Bhakti is Rajogun Tamogun affecting the Shraddha. A follower, so Prabhupada writes, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So, I mean, it could be understood at different levels. If one has devotional attitude, then one progresses. And within devotional attitude, you know, there could be finer and finer levels of actually, you know, what is attitude, what is the right attitude. And modes do influence the attitude. That is why Prabhupada is writing it in conjunction with the modes. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. So one should understand how these modes influence the attitude of the practitioner, and one should understand that the advancement of the practitioner of Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude. So identify the influence of the lower modes on our attitude, and understand that it is slowing down our progress in devotional service. A follower of Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami, and that's what this book talks about. In fact, the very first verse only indicates Vacho Vegam Manasakrodha Vegam Jihva Vegam Mudaropasta Vegam Etan Veganyo Vishaheta Dhira Sarvana Bhimam Prativim Sasishyad. So if you want to make disciples all over, if you want to become the next Jagat Guru, so he says, very simple, only six things you need to follow. You have to control the urge for speech, control the urges of the mind, control the urges of anger, then tongue, belly and genitals. Very simple. Control these six and you are the next Goswami. You are the next Jagat Guru. But one may think that this is very difficult. I mean, it may seem very simple, but when we start doing it, we understand how difficult it is to control these six urges. So then Rupa Goswami says, where do we start? So we start with a favorable lifestyle. So what is a favorable lifestyle that that can help us control these six urges? He says, six don'ts. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha shadbir bhaktir vinashyati. If on a day-to-day basis we try to avoid these six things, overeating or over-accumulating, over-endeavoring for material progress, prajalpa, gossiping and reading and discussing nonsense which may not be connected to. So if on a day to day basis, if we are not conscious to avoid these six things, if we get at any given opportunity, if we engage in prajalpa, then when a situation comes when we have to exhibit vacho vegam, then it becomes almost impossible because we don't have the inner wiring. So it is like if someone is, there are two people, like some of them have been trained, they have joined the military, like many of my classmates, because I studied in military school. Many of my batchmates are students passing out from my school, they enter into National Defense Academy, either Army, Air Force or Navy. So right from day one they are trained. So military training means training you for facing the battlefield. Even though 80 to 90% of them during their tenure never reach the battlefield, they never see the battlefield, but right from day one they are trained for seeing the battlefield. Physically, psychologically, emotionally, the training is so perfectly geared in such a way that it makes a soldier, it makes a person. Like I remember some of my friends, at least one of my friend, you know, we both stayed in the same hostel, we used to fight a lot, and this person, many years back when he was just 27, 28, he received the the highest bravery award which is given while a person is alive, because he single-handedly went into a lot of terrorist operation and acted in a very, we thought this person, because I remember he was the one who was haunted by a ghost anywhere and he was so scared at that time. For the next 1 month he would not sleep alone, and he was the person in when he was age 27 he received the highest bravery award that is awarded to a person alive. Posthumous there are many awards that are awarded after their death, commemorating their bravery, but this person managed to stay alive. He could have died. So but right from the age 18, because you enter NDA after you are 18, like after 12th standard you pass NDA, SSB and then you get inside. Right from day one they are trained in that way. Anytime you are battle ready. But I left the school after 10th standard and my focus turned to studies. Say at the age of 27, 28, they draft me also in the army and they draft him also in the army, and then we are pushed into the battlefield. I mean, can I pick up the gun and fight? Huh? It's not possible because I don't have the inner wiring. Projector leke vacho vegam anadaga. So, because day in and day out they have practiced certain things which have created a very solid inner wiring in them that they can face the battle. So, on the battlefield where we are hounded by these six urges, what is a lifestyle that is expected of a devotee to follow, which a devotee is expected to follow, which will help him, which will equip him favorably to resist these six urges is described in the next two verses. The lifestyle, bhakti lifestyle. Atyahara prayasascha. When an opportunity to eat is there, when an opportunity to accumulate is there, when you consciously say, see, I know I want to take more, but it's not favorable for my bhakti. So, pratikulyasya varjanam. I will take only whatever I need. Or I will eat only whatever I need to keep my body and soul together. Prayasa. For other material accomplishments, I know it will take a lot of my time, energy and my mind space away from Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, I will try to minimize it. I know it is pratikul for my bhakti. Prajalpo. I am getting very much inspired to go and join that discussion, or I am getting very much inspired to respond to this WhatsApp message. But it is wastage of time. I will consciously try to say no. So, atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Rejecting rules, thinking that only the essence matters, or rejecting the essence and getting stuck up only to the rules. One should try to understand that that is unfavorable. Janasanga, rejecting unfavorable association in the form of persons, gadgets, whatever it may be. Lavlyam, an over greed for accumulating material things. So, on a day-to-day basis, so second and third verse talks about day-to-day choice of accepting favorable and rejecting unfavorable things. This will create the inner wiring that is needed to control the six urges. Similarly, on the positive side, utsahan, even though we may not feel like, at least trying to be enthusiastic, nishchaya, ensuring that the doubts don't kill our determination in the practice of bhakti. Ensuring that we take right association to remove the doubts so that we feel always enthusiastic and determined in our practice of bhakti. Dhairya, patience, understanding that progress in bhakti is gradual and not having unrealistic expectations from the process. Tattat karma pravartana. What is tattat karma pravartana? That is sato vritti. What is tattat karma pravartana? Mahabhagavatam. Tattat karma pravartana kya hai? Are you? Huh? The 64 limbs. Tattat karma. Whatever is prescribed duty for a devotee, he should practice. Acharya says, tattat karma matlab kya hai? 64 anga. 64 limbs. Sangatyaga, again, once more. Janasanga, sangatyaga. Sato vritte is following in the footsteps of the great acharyas. The way that has been chalked out by them. So these are also day-to-day choices, minute-by-minute choice. It is just like the jawan is trained in daily exercise, surrender, and all these things day in and day out. And every day, every single act that he performs physically, emotionally, mentally shapes him in a way that he can become battle ready. So similarly, these 6 plus 6 activities when consciously practiced makes us battle ready to face the onslaught of Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jitva Vegam, Mudarokastha Vegam. Bad association. Avoiding bad association. So, in this way, 2 and 3 tells us how do we develop that inner wiring that can equip us to face these 6 urges. But then, you can imagine a scenario where the soldiers who have been newly drafted are left alone and these 6 plus 6, 12 principles are given. Okay, do this, do this, do this, but no one will monitor you and you will have to do it all alone. No one will do. And 10 years, after 10 years you all have to face the battlefield. After 10 years, you go and look at all of them, they will all look like me. You know.
Happy.
Yeah. You know, not physically trim. And the moment you tell battle and they will start shaking. And they will be physically unfit to do anything actually that the battlefield requires. Because they had the association of seniors who were trained to train them to face the battle. Therefore, they could follow that strict regimen. Otherwise, we can't imagine, you know, even that if I tell you that regimen, I mean, we will all run away. It's very difficult because at such a young age, you know, they are shaped like that. So, to follow this 6 plus 6, 6 do's and 6 don'ts, it is not possible alone. Ekaki amar nahi paya bala harinama sankirtana. It is not possible. So, one has to have loving association of devotees. Only in the loving association of devotees it is possible to follow this 6 plus 6, the lifestyle. In order to follow a favorable lifestyle, you need favorable association. So, how do you develop that favorable association? Dadati, pratigrinnati, guyamakyati pruchati, bhumte bhojayate cheva shadvidam pritilakshana. The 6 exchanges. Fine. But the 6 exchanges should be with whom? 5th verse. Krishneti yasya giritam, manasadriyeta, Dikshasti chet pranadibhischa vajantamesham shushrushaya bhajanabhigyam ananyam anya nindadi shonya kutamipsita sankalabhya. With these 3 classes of Vaishnavas, the Kanishta Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari and the Uttama Adhikari. If you are very fortunate to have the association of Uttama Adhikari, then shushrushaya, serve him nicely. Ipsita sankalabhya, you know, you desire and hanker for his association and have these 6 exchanges with him. Bleed in war. Correct. So if one may not be fortunate, if one may not be fortunate to have that association of that Uttama Adhikari, then Dikshasti Chet. If do you have a person who has become qualified for receiving the Diksha of the spiritual master and who is worshipping the deity Bhajanta Mesham, offer him obeisances and have these 6 exchanges with him. If you don't have that opportunity, then Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Do you see a person who is willing to accept bhakti? Take his friendship, develop friendship with him through these 6 exchanges while mentally honoring him. So transform it into Madhyama Adhikari like you, like yourself, like that. But then, as soon as you come together to have these 6 exchanges, you will immediately start seeing the conditioning of the other person. So therefore Rupa Goswami says, Trishtair svabhava janitair vapushascha doshair na prakritattva miha bhakta janasya pashyair gangambaso na kalubud budafena pankair brahmat pravattva mapagacchati nira dharmai. Learn to look beyond the wheel of conditioning. Just like the wheel of materialism covers the dham, similarly the wheel of conditioning covers the Vaishnavas. If we get stuck up in the wheel of conditioning, then we will not be able to access the real Vaishnava. So the very important instruction that Rupa Goswami gives is, look, if you want sustainable relationships, learn to separate the conditioning from the person. Swabhava janitair dosha, vapushascha dosha. He may have some conditioning, some habits and some kind of idiosyncrasies due to his past conditioning, or he may have some physical deformity which may also indicate his past sinful life. Like for example, you may have a devotee who may have a tobacco stained teeth from his prior habit, and tobacco stained teeth is very difficult to go. If it is severely stained, very difficult to go away. And such a person may have taken up to devotional service, and you think, Avaya bhakti karne ke liye, paan parag devotee. So that's what he says, that learn to separate the person from his conditioning. That is a valuable lesson there. So interestingly, out of 11 verses, 3 verses Rupa Goswami dedicates for association. And even in the previous 2 verses, he says janasanga janasanga. 2 verses rejecting bad association, 3 verses to cultivate good association. So 5 verses, almost 50% of the verse is about association only. What to reject, what to take, and how to take, and what to avoid in that association, and how to select your association. So now you got introduced to the goal. You wanted to become the Jagat Guru, but the cost was very high. So how to earn the currency for that lifestyle? And in order to practice that lifestyle, association is needed. So in 3 verses he presents how to develop that association, how to develop, with whom to develop, what to avoid in that association in order to make it a sustainable relationship. 6 verses. Then he says, after Sadhu Sangha comes, now you have the favorable lifestyle, favorable association. Now what will you do in that association? Bhajana Kriya. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pittopatapta Rasanasyana Rochikana Kintvadarat Anudinam Kalusaiva Jushta Swadvi Kramat Bhavati Tadgata Mula Mantri. So he says that the problem with Bhajana Kriya is that when you start expecting ruchi before nishta, and this is natural tendency of every practitioner. Prabhu, just wait till the day I get taste, then no one can stop me from chanting. Aisa chant karunga main, aisa sununga. Just wait till the day I get that taste, then I will do steady devotional service. But taste follows steady devotional service. Steadiness does not follow taste. So he says, Kintu adara anudinam kalusaiva jushta. Rupa Goswami empathizes. Pittopatapta rasanasya narochika. It is true that for a person with a jaundiced tongue, he cannot experience the sweetness of sugar candy. Similarly, for the conditioned souls whose tongue and senses have been covered by the layer of pitta, which is ignorance, अविद्या पित्तोपतप्त रसनस्य न रोचिकान्. Therefore, holy name, holy form, holy instructions will not be very tasty. But don't wait for taste. If the jaundiced person says, I will drink the sugarcane juice after it becomes tasty, it will never become tasty. The means for tasting the sweet taste of the sugarcane juice is if he has to get cured of the sickness of jaundice. The means of getting cured of that sickness is to drink that sugarcane juice only. But while he is diseased, it will be tasting bitter. But adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta. If with great respect, regularity, and regulation.
Same thing
which he may not feel tasty, he should adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta. Respect, regularity, and regulation. Respect means without offenses. Regularity means day in and day out. Regulation means not taking extreme stance. You know, whatever is needed, you do all the needful things rather than swinging the pendulum to one end or another end. किंतु आदरात मुझे यही अच्छा लगता है, यही करता रहूंगा. नॉट लाइक दैट. आदरात अनुदिनम कलुसैव जुष्टा स्वाद्वी क्रमात् भवति. ग्रेजुअली इट विल बिकम टेस्टी. सी, इट इज नॉट दैट बिफोर वी रीच द स्टेज ऑफ रुचि वी इट्स नॉट दैट वी डोंट हैव एनी टेस्ट फॉर इट. द टेस्ट इज यूज्ड इन fighting off the anarthas. The taste is used in fighting off the anarthas. And then when the anartha navritti happens, then that all that taste is available for us to relish. Like I give this example of EMI. If a person purchases a house, a big house which he cannot afford, so, and he is earning 50,000 rupees per month and he has purchased a 2 crore, 3 crore house, whatever it may be. So, out of 50,000 rupees, 44,000 rupees, let's say, goes off in paying off the EMI for the house. So, the person may think, arey, 12 hours, 13 hours I am working, heart me chesa ta jari aara hai, I am getting only 6-7 thousand. What is this? Something wrong. Nothing is wrong. 42-43 thousand is going for paying off the EMI. But after 10 years or 12 years, when that EMI is completely paid off, then suddenly you will start getting 1 lakh in hand per month. Of course, it is, ruchi is not so sudden as it is mentioned here. But the point is, the strength for saying no to various material desires, it is actually coming from ruchi only. But it is not experienced as ruchi because it is utilized in fighting off the unwanted desires. But the strength to fight off the unwanted desires is coming from ruchi only.
One time in the Bhagavatam class, one pupil asked Mr. Chandra what he was. After saying, Mr. Dikhaiga, there are two greatest examples.
Acha.
Bhagavatam
class, one
in the class.
Or Krishna?
Krishna Chandra. He said, Dikhaiga, Krishna Chandra. He said,
So like that. So that's what he says. Kintu adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta swadvi kramat bhavati. తద్గతమూలహంత్రి. సో స్వాద్మీ క్రమాన్ భవతి, గ్రాజువలీ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ టేస్టీ. సో యు పాస్ త్రూ నిష్ట అండ్ యు రీచ్ రుచి. సో జనరలీ రుచి ఆసక్తి ఇస్ ద స్టేజ్ వెన్ వన్ బికమ్స్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ రాగానుగ సాధనా భక్తి. అండ్ దట్స్ వాట్ హీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ యాజ్ ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ టీచింగ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిత్ వర్స్. తన్నామ రూప చరితాది సుకీర్తనాను స్మృత్యోర్ క్రమేణ రసన మనసి నియోజ్య తిష్టన్ వ్రజే తద్ అనురాగ జన అనుగామి కాలం నయే తదఖిలం ఇది ఉపదేశ సార. ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ హూమ్ యూర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ స్వరూపం శ్రీరూపం సగణమిహ తస్యాగ్రజమపి. ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ మోల్డెడ్ యువర్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ప్యూర్లీ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సిక్స్ గోస్వామీస్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫాలో అండ్ దేర్ ఫాలోవర్స్ దెన్ న్యాచురలీ వెన్ యూ రీచ్ నిష్ఠా రుచి యువర్ ఆసక్తి యువర్ వైది విల్ బికమ్ రాగానుగ. ఆల్ వైష్ణవ సంప్రదాయస్ దే మే నాట్ కాల్ ఇట్ నిష్ఠా రుచి ఆసక్తి బట్ దే హ్యావ్ ఈక్వలైట్. That's what he says. Tan nama roopa charitadi sukirtanano smrityor kramena rasana manasi niyoche. In this way, when you first starting with your senses and then slowly when you engage your mind also in these activities of roopa, nama, roopa, charita, etc. And then tishtan vraje. Then you should start staying in Vrindavan. తద్ అనురాగ జన అనుగామి అండ్ యూ షుడ్ స్టార్ట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది దోస్ డివోటీస్ హు హావ్ గ్రేట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఫర్ వర్షిపింగ్ కృష్ణ, స్పాంటేనియస్ అట్రాక్షన్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ, రాగాత్మిక భక్తస్. కాలం నయేత్ తద్ అఖిలం ఇతి ఇతి అఖిలం కాలం నయేత్. ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇఫ్ యూ స్పెండ్ ఆల్ యువర్ టైమ్ ఇన్ దీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇది ఉపదేశ సారం, ఇది ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ద వైది సాధన భక్తి దట్ ఇస్ ఫాలోడ్ ఇన్ ది గౌడీ వైష్ణవ సంప్రదాయ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ అజాత రుచి రాగానుగ సాధన భక్తి. అజాత రుచి where one has not yet developed that taste, raganuga bhakti. Instead of calling it vaidhi sadhana, this is actually ajata ruchi raganuga sadhana bhakti. Dhanurdhar Swami Maharaj writes in one of his articles. So before reaching the stage of ruchi, from Shraddha to Nishta, what we call as Vaidhi Sadhana is actually covered Raganuga Sadhana only. Because we are doing it under the guidance of Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Saganamika, Tashyakrajamapi. Tishtan Vraje Tadanuraga Jananuga. So therefore, that is actually so if the seed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan in order to preach raga bhakti and that mood has been taken by the whole parampara, so therefore the parampara's teachings are guiding us towards that in that direction only. Whether we may want to hear it or not, but that is a fact. But we can't prematurely practice it. One has to endeavor to cross over the stage of anarthana vritti, then nishta, then what is that seventh verse? Swadvi Kramad Bhavati. Gradually it becomes more and more tasty. Then, after Ruchi, naturally one develops a taste for following in the footsteps of the Brajavasis and staying in Vrindavan. Then, Kalam Nayet Tadakilam Iti Upadesha Sar. This is the essence of all instructions.
What we see is like Prabhupada in the end of his life, he was traveling, preaching, writing books, and his followers, they were traveling, preaching, organizing. So that is something followed within inside the state of the consciousness, because we don't see it outside.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are two types of Rajavasis. He is talking about Ragatmika Bhaktas. He says one kind of Rajavasi is one who stays physically in Vrindavan and mentally in Vrindavan. And the second kind of Rajavasi, he says, is one who stays mentally in Vrindavan, but physically he may not be able to stay in Vrindavan. And he says there is no third type of Rajavasi. Which means there is no category of one who physically stays but mentally staying elsewhere. There is no third category. So, it is an internal cultivation, especially that thought taught by Raghunath Das Goswami and picked up very powerfully by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and, you know, preached to by Srila Prabhupada. It is an internal path. So, you can see a person and based on his practice, you cannot tell actually whether he is a Vaidhi Sadhaka or Raghunatha Sadhaka. Because it is all internal. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya prajaloka anusaratam. So Rupa Goswami says in Bhaktirasam Sandhu that there are two sevas that he performs, siddha rupa seva and sadhaka rupa seva, even for qualified raganuga sadhaka. So his sadhaka rupa seva is through his external body, following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis and following Vaidhi Sadhana only, externally. But it is internally driven by that Raga. So the only difference between Raganuga and Vaidhi is the impetus, not the action. So impetus is internal. So one cannot understand the impetus. So therefore, it is quite possible and it quite behooves that many of the Prabhupada disciples and gurus may actually be practicing Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. And it somehow escapes and comes out through their writings sometimes. Shivaram Swami Maharaj's writings, and he writes on Siddhanta and it's quite clear. And Satchinandan Swami Maharaj, I was recently reading the book Broken Names. If you read that story, and he very clearly hints, this is clearly he is talking about Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. He doesn't use those terminologies. But you see, you follow the storyline. It is like that. So, in that sense, externally we cannot say, oh, my guru is a Vaidhi Sadhaka. How do you know? Oh, he attends Mangalarti with me, he sits with me and chants, and he does the whole morning program with me. I am a Vaidhi Sadhaka and he is a Raganuga. We cannot. Well, it is ultimately the... Either way, if you see, he is Raganuga, then I am also Raganuga. I have seen his practice. Or both are Vaidhi. How can he be Raganuga and I be Vaidhi? It's not possible.
And you think that the classes which Prabhupada gives are very basic. We don't hear Prabhupada speaking on relevant topics also.
Yeah.
So, because it is not possible just by classes also to know whether the class is...
Shivaram Swami Maharaj many times speaks very basic things. Yeah. you cannot tell from the class. Because class also has to be the audience specific classes. A follower of the Krishna consciousness movement. So, in this way, in 8 verses, he elevates one to the stage of Raganuga. And then he says, Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavat Vrindaranya Mudara Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanam Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokulapater Premamrita Plavanat Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Nakaha. So in this way he establishes the Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. So Madhupuri, Mathura is more glorious than Vaikuntha. Why? No, Janito. Because he was born in Mathura. But within Mathura Mandal, Tatrapi Rasotsavad Vrindaranyam. The 12 forests of Vrindavan are glorious. Why? Rasleela happened there. Udara Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanam. And amongst the 12 forests, Govardhan is topmost. Why? Because Krishna held it in his hand. And Vrindaranya Mudara Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanam. Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokulapate Premamrita Plavana. And within all the places surrounding Govardhan, Radhakund is the most special because it floods with the liquid nectar of love of Krishna towards Radharani. Prema Amrita Aplavanat, because it overflows with love of Krishna for Radharani. That is the topmost. And Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate Sevam Vivekina Kaha. Okay, so Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate. So which intelligent person would not want to serve this Radhakund, which is situated on the foot of Govardhan Hill? Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate Sevam Vivekinaka. Like that. So when one's consciousness has turned towards in that direction due to a gradual organic devotional development, then you come back, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jihva vegam, mudaropastha vegam, etan veganyo vishahetu. He is perfectly able to tolerate all the urges, and then you tell him, now you are ready, we can crown you as the next Jagat Guru. He says, no thank you, I have better things to do. So in this way, Rupa Goswami presents a very attractive proposal. But what it takes to achieve it seems literally impossible. Then he gives step by step how you can develop yourself to actually be able to control the six urges. But when you are ready for it, you understand that there are better things to do. The purpose of life is not to control the six urges. The purpose of life is to positively love Krishna. In Vrindavan, in the forests of Vrindavan, like that. So, here Srila Prabhupada writes, a follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known. Yeah. Managing director, the CEO of the temple can be known as Goswami. Go means the senses and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami and then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which have been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. But Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for the neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. It's almost like Prabhupada's talk. Hare Krishna. AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Vishwarup Mahotsav. Vishwarup Mahotsav is what? Prabhupada took sannyas on that day. Krishna Balram Mandir Raman Drepi Vrindavan, India. So in Vrindavan, Prabhupada wrote the preface for this. Okay, we still have about 18 minutes. So we will read the preface by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, which is, he has translated, you know, as I mentioned, that we will be reading 6 commentaries. For those of you who came a little late, the original commentary of Nectar of Instruction, the first commentary was written by Srila Radha Raman Goswami. So he comes in the line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And traditionally, even till date, the Radharaman Goswamis have been very pakka of, you know, even though Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so heavily against the caste Goswamis, he used to personally go out and preach with Madhusudan Goswami. And traditionally, even till date, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the line of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and the Radharaman Goswamis have been very, very close. Even though they come in the category of caste Goswamis. It is like we will see the brief biography of each one of them. The spiritual master of Radharaman Goswami was his own grandfather, Jeevan Lal Goswami. He was his own spiritual master. He comes in that lineage. So, he wrote the original commentary, and the second commentary to NOI in our line was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Piyusha Varshini Vritti. He called it. That is Bhakti Aloka. E Pura. So, Radharaman Goswami's commentary is called as Upadesha Prakashika. Upadesha Prakashika, very brief commentary. But original commentary. Just like Sridhar Swami is for Bhagavatam, for Nectar of Instruction it was Radharaman Goswami. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary follows very closely in line with Radharaman Goswami's commentary. Almost 50% of the commentary is same. So, his commentary is called as Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Then, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wrote 2 commentaries to Upadeshamrita. So, Piyusha Varshini Vritti and Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wrote Anuvritti, following in the footsteps of the Vritti written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote Anuvritti, that is the elaborate commentary. Then he wrote one short commentary, only he gives important points, 10-12 points for each verse, that he called as Upadeshamrita Bhasha. So that is 4, Radharaman Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 2 by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and then amongst the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's commentary is available. So I have used it. And Prabhupada's commentary. And Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, he translated Radharaman Goswami's commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. Radharaman Goswami's commentary from Sanskrit, was translated by Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj in Hindi, into Hindi, and subsequently someone else translated it into English. Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. It is Sanyas, god brother of Prabhupada. So he was the one who presided the Sanyas ceremony of Prabhupada. Before Prabhupada. Yeah. And he translated Upadesha Prakashika by Radharaman Goswami, Piyusha Varshini Tika by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He translated it from Bengali to Hindi. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's Anuvritti commentary also, he translated from Bengali to Hindi. So this is the work of Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. I don't know. Maybe he did also. Even I think Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's commentary is not a written commentary. I think it's just a compilation of his lectures, I think. So, six. So, preface by Srila Narayan Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. He writes, Sri Upadeshamrit is highly revered in the Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava spiritual community. Resplendent with the inner sentiment and outer complexion of Srimati Radhika, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the congregational chanting of Sri Krishna's holy names, Sri Nama Sankirtan, and the bestower of that most elevated, radiant, divine love for Sri Krishna, which had never been given before. So, same line, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karanayam Tirnakala. And also, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, both he is indicating Prabhupada also. For the benefit of all living beings, Srila Rupa Goswami churned the ocean of Sriman Mahaprabhu's instructions and extracted the essence in the form of Sri Upadeshamrita. The instructions given in this book are indispensable. What is the meaning of indispensable? You cannot do without it. One cannot, a sadhaka cannot progress without following these instructions. For practitioners of the devotional path, without following these instructions, entering the realm of pure devotion and especially following the intricate and elevated path of spontaneous devotion, Raganuga Bhakti, is not only difficult but impossible. We learn from the diary of Govinda Das, the personal servant of the Prema Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that prior to returning to his eternal unmanifest pastimes, Mahaprabhu remained constantly overwhelmed in a highly inflamed mood of divine separation, Vipralamba Bhava. At that time, Mahaprabhu's two intimate eternal servitors, Sri Swarup Damodar and Sri Rai Ramananda, would try to pacify him by singing verses that were relevant to his mood. On one occasion, Mahaprabhu was sitting with his devotees on the shore of the ocean, engaged in hearing narrations concerning Krishna. Seeing the dense groves of trees lining the shore of the blue ocean and the tall sand dunes, remembrance of Govardhan Hill and the Yamuna River with many beautiful gardens and groves situated on our banks suddenly sprang up inside him. So he saw the ocean as Yamuna, sand dunes as Govardhan, and the trees as Vrindavan forest. Then he began bitterly weeping in separation from Krishna. When after some time his excitement subsided and he became peaceful, he gave the assembled devotees, what you are going to hear is something interesting. So, once this was happening in Puri, on the shores of the ocean, and Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami were singing, and he was feeling intense separation. He thought he was remembering Yamuna, Govardhan, and the forest. Then he began bitterly weeping in separation from Krishna. When after some time, his excitement subsided and he became peaceful. He gave the assembled devotees some instructions in a soft and sweet voice. Those instructions comprise the verses of this Sri Upadeshamrita. This is directly spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is how Narada writes. I don't know the reference, but definitely there must be a reference. There must be a reference for it. Govinda Das Karcha. From that. Rake, he says, watch away. Govinda Das had written in his diary, Udar a mention here. There is a mention of this. From the very beginning, it is compulsory for sadhakas desirous of entering the realm of bhakti to renounce activities that are unfavorable for progress in spiritual life. These include the urges of mind, speech, anger, tongue, stomach and genitals, as well as avoiding overeating. So he is also summarizing here. Unnecessary endeavors, useless conversation, improper compliance with the rules and regulations of devotion, bad association, and either greed or restlessness of the mind to adopt worthless opinions. Simultaneously, it is imperative to adopt those things that nourish one's bhakti, such as utsaha, nishchaya, dairya, tattat, karma, pravartana, sangatyaga, sato, vritti, shandar, bhakti, prasiddhi.
There is
Oh, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami does not say. That's why he says Govinda Das is Karcha.
It might have given like, okay, these are the things we have to follow because there are general instructions which he gave to Goswami or this
Goswami. See, actually, each of the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has drawn from particular diaries, sources. So, the source of Chaitanya Charitamrita is predominantly Swarup Damodar Goswami's Karchas, which he spoke, and Raghunath Das Goswami spoke from that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard and presented. So, there are certain things based on Murari Gupta's Karchas also, and Pratham Das Thakur writes from. That's why mostly it is Bali Leela like that, or at least Navadvip Leela. So apparently many people kept notes like Harishauri Prabhu and Shruta Kirti Prabhu. Many people, and Govinda Das's Karchas were not like that well known apparently. He must have given, that is why he is quoting the reference here, that it is mentioned, it has been written down by Govinda Das in his diary. It could have been essence also, in the form of essence, quite possible. But actually, even if you see, Upadeshamrita is also like an essence only. Only 11 verses. So how much more? So more or less, I think. I have heard like that. But here he says at that time he spoke. Those instructions comprise the verses of his Sri Upadesha. Anyway, teaching the Mahaprabhu. From the very beginning, it is compulsory for sadhakas desirous of entering the realm of bhakti to renounce activities. Okay, this we have read. After progressing somewhat, one should engage in the six kinds of devotee association, giving appropriate respect to the three levels of Vaishnavas and serve them accordingly. the middle three verses. Finally, while residing either physically or mentally in Braja and following in the footsteps of the devotees who possess deep love for Krishna, Tishtan Brajeta Dhanuraga Janamgami, and who are adept at relishing the devotional mellows of Braja, one should constantly engage his tongue and mind in chanting and remembering Sri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtana. Just as Srimati Radhika is the most dear to Krishna, similarly her pond, Kunda, is also most dear to him. Radha Kunda Miha Bibokulavade Prema Amrita Plavana. Therefore, practitioners of bhakti must certainly take shelter of the embodiment of the ultimate devotional ecstasy, Srimati Radhika, and her pond, Sri Radha Kunda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely preserved this topmost essence of all instructions within the verses of Sri Upadeshamrita. So it's going to be a very, very nourishing experience going through the explanations. The 11 instructions in themselves are very condensed and powerful, as it is mentioned that what does he say? He says it is where did we read? It is, what did we read? Hemarup Chaitanyamrup. What was that word he said? For indispensable. Next, na? The instructions given in this book are indispensable for the practitioners of devotional path. So, once the verses start, you know, we can have some nice discussions, and I'm sure it will be very, very helpful as we experience during our study of Manas Siksha. Similarly, you know, even in this, it's a very similar book. These two are very similar books. So it's going to be very, very nourishing for sure. So please keep attending, and I will keep sending you reminders as usual. So, and we'll continue this. And another important announcement, from tomorrow onwards, our afternoon Bhagavad Gita discussion will be from 12 to 2, because 2 to 4 is official community seva time, so we have to adjust our discussion accordingly. So 12 to 2 we will do our Bhagavad Gita, and evening 5:30 to 7 we will continue with end of instruction. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Upadesha Amrit ki. Yeah.